Eret Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yehuda Leib and Reb Noach Tzvi Steinman of Blessed Memory. The sixth chapter of Masechta Brachos deals with blessings before food. We're not allowed to enjoy this world until we first thank God for the pleasures He has given us. Therefore, before we eat fruits, before we eat vegetables, before we drink wine or eat bread or get any pleasure from a physical item of this world, a blessing needs to be recited. Ketzad mevarchin al haperos. How do we recite blessings over fruit? What blessing should be recited? Explains the Mishnah, there's a difference between fruits and vegetables. Al peros ilon omer borei priya eitz. Over fruits from a tree, namely from an item that stays from year to year, fruits are taken off of its branches, and then the next year the branch produces new fruits. The blessing is, Borei Priya Eitz, blessed are you God, King of the world, who creates the fruits of the tree. Chutz min hayayin, the exception to this is wine. Shal hayayin, even though wine comes from a tree, the blessing is, Borei Priya Gafen, blessed is God who creates the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the grapes, because the wine has prominence, and because it has prominence, it gets its own blessing. Al peros ha'aretz, for things that grow from the ground, namely legumes, wheat, vegetables, omer borei priya adama, the blessing is, blessed is God, King of the world, who creates the fruit of the earth. Chutz min hapas, the exception is bread, even though bread comes from wheat and wheat comes from the ground, because bread is the main item of a meal, Ala pas omer hamotzi lechem in haaretz, on bread the blessing is, thanking God for making bread come from the earth. Vali arakos, four vegetables like cabbage, omer borei priya adama, the blessing is, blessed is God, who creates the fruit of the earth. However, Rabbi Yehuda, omer Rabbi Yehuda says, that wouldn't be precise enough. That might sound like legumes, which also come from the earth. There should be a blessing that implies that it's a leafy green vegetable, Baruch Atah Hashem, so on cabbage, the blessing, on cabbage and other vegetables, the blessing should be, blessed are you God, Borei Minei Deshaim, who creates different types of grasses. What happens if a person made the wrong blessing? That's the topic of Mishnah Beis. Berech al peros ilon borei priya adama. On the fruits of the tree, he recited the blessing of blessed is God, who creates the fruit of the earth. Yatzei fulfills his obligation because trees also come from the earth. But if on a cabbage, fruits of the earth, he made a blessing, blessed is God who creates the fruit of the tree, lo yatza, cabbage doesn't come from the tree. He doesn't fulfill his obligation. Al kulam, for all the items that we've been discussing, even wine, even bread. Im amar shahakol niya bidvaro, if the blessing is, blessed is God that has created everything, yatza he's yotze, because that is a term that includes every item. The third Mishnah talks about the blessing of shahakol. Al davar shein gidulu min haaretz, things that don't grow from the earth, like meat or fish, omer shahakol. Other examples of things where you say shahakol, even though they did come from the earth. Al hachometz, wine that has soured into vinegar. Al hanovlos, fruit that has fallen off of a tree before they ripened. Val hagovai, and on kosher locusts. The blessing is omer shahakol. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shumin Klala, two out of the three things mentioned, locusts and non-ripened fruits that have fallen off, these are types of curses, and whatever is a type of a curse, Ein Mevarchin Alav, it doesn't deserve any blessing at all. What happens if you have lots of fruits in front of you? Which blessing should be recited first? Mishnah Dalet, Hayu Lufanav Minim Harbi, if you have lots of different types of fruit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, if amongst the fruits you have some of the special fruits of the land of Israel, namely chita, saora, gefen, te'ina, rimon, zeisin, or tmarim, then make the blessing on that first, mevarech alav. However, the chachamim say, it doesn't have to be the fruits of Israel, mevarech al eze mehem shiyirtze. You could recite the blessing on whichever one you like the most. Whatever you want, whatever is most chaviv, that should be blessed on first. The fifth Mishnah talks about the concept of food items that aren't part of the meal. They used to sometimes have snacks before the meal, snacks after the meal. They usually deserve their own blessing. Therefore, Berach al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, if he recited a blessing on wine before the meal, Patras hayayin shel achra hamazon, that has exempted the wine that will come after the meal. Berach al parperes shelifnei hamazon, parperes, according to one opinion, is some breadcrumbs that are cooked in a pot, doesn't look like bread. It gets a blessing of Borei Minei Mizonos. If he made the blessing on this parperes before the meal, Patras ha-parperes shel achra hamazon, that blessing worked for the parperes, for this delicacy, this side dish that is served after the meal. Berach al-pas, if he made a blessing on bread, and then in the meal he brought in some parperes, patras ha-parperes, that exempts the parperes from a blessing. However, ala parperes, if he made a blessing on the parperes, lo patras ha-pas, that did not exempt the bread, because that's not the main thing. The main thing is the bread. Beshamayo, but the implication of that opinion is, it would work for other things that deserve a mezonos blessing, let's say like pancakes. However, beshamayo omrim, those are called maisik dera. Beshamayo omrim, beshamay say, aflo maisik dera. The parperes is different than the maisik dera, than the pancakes, and the blessing on the parperes doesn't work for the maisik dera. The sixth Mishnah, hayu yoshvin leachol. The Mishnah is teaching that if people are sitting to eat and they're not reclining, in those days, a permanent meal was only a meal that was eaten while reclining on a bed on the left-hand side with a small table of food in front of them. So if people are sitting, not reclining, to eat, then kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo, each one needs to make his own blessing over bread. The blessing of one cannot work for the others. Hey sebu, but if they're all reclining, that makes it a permanent meal. That makes them all part of one group eating. Echad mevarech l'chulan. One could recite a blessing on bread and fulfill the obligation for all. Balehem yayin besoch hamazon. If in the middle of their meal, wine is brought. So then, even though they're all reclining together, and technically one should be able to recite the blessing for the others, nevertheless, the sages didn't want that to happen. Because people are in the middle of eating. If one person will recite a blessing and people will try to say amen, while in the middle of eating, people might choke. So they said, "Kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo." Each person has to recite the blessing on the wine for himself. However, if they finished eating, and after they finished eating, but before they've recited the grace after meal, before birkas hamazon, then wine was brought, li'achar hamazon, echad mevarech l'chulam, one can recite the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen for all. That person, v'hu, should also be the one to lead in benching. After he leads the benching, leads the grace after the meal, Omer ala Mugmar, he recites the blessing on the spices that they used to bring, this incense which they would burn and everyone would enjoy. And you might ask, why should he be the one to recite that blessing? Let's have the most prominent person recite the blessing on the spices. The answer is he's the one who's begun the mitzvah of leading us after the meal. He led us in benching, and therefore, he should be the one to lead us in the blessing on the mugmar. And even though the mugmar is only brought after the meal, since it is connected to the aftermath of the meal, he was our leader at the end of the meal, he's the one who leads us for that blessing as well. Now the Mishnah discusses reciting a blessing over bread. We saw before that the blessing over bread could fulfill the obligation of a blessing on parperes. A blessing on parperes could not fulfill the obligation of a blessing for bread. What about if the bread is not playing a major role? The bread is just a secondary supporting actor. Heviu lefan of maliach patchila. Let's say they bring a very salty food, upas imo, and some bread just to take away some of the bite of the salt. Then mevarech ala maliach. He recites a blessing on the salty food, upoter es hapas, and that blessing exempts him from making a blessing on bread. Shapas tfeila lo, because the bread is secondary and subordinate to the salty food. Zeha klal, this is the rule. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila, whenever we have a primary food and with it a secondary food, mevarech ala ikar, the blessing is on the primary food, upoter es hatfeila, and that exempts from having to also recite a blessing on the secondary food. And finally, the last Mishnah of our Perek. What about the grace after meals? The Birkas HaMazon, which has three major components. A paragraph thanking God for food, Hazan, a paragraph thanking God for the land of Israel, and a paragraph thanking God for Jerusalem. When is that recited? Well, according to Rabban Gamliel, it's recited even when a person eats lots of figs or grapes or pomegranates, if a person ate any of the seven special species of the land of Israel. Achal te'inim anavim v'rimonim, mevarech achrayen shalosh brachos, divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel is of the opinion that all three blessings should be recited, a full benching should be recited after eating one of the seven species of the land of Israel. And his source is because the Torah in Sefer Dvarim, where it talks about Birkat HaMazon, talks about benching, right? In that context, also talks about the special fruits of the land of Israel. However, the Chachamim is saying no. For the special fruits of the land of Israel, you recite a blessing, which is a summary of benching. Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. We call it alamichya, because we also recite that blessing for eating any of the five grains. But they don't feel that you say the full birkas hamazon for the fruits of the land of Israel, because they argue that if you look actually at the verse that talks about birkas hamazon is linked to a verse that talks about lechem, that talks about bread. You'll come into the land and you will eat bread and you will be full. And therefore, it's only bread that gets the full three blessings, the full birkas hamazon. Rabbi Akiva is a third opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that you could recite birkas hamazon not only on bread, not only on the fruits of the land of Israel, but afilu achal shelek, even if you ate cooked vegetables, v'hu mezono, if you made that your primary meal, you filled yourself up with those cooked vegetables, according to Rabbi Akiva, mevarech ach rav shalosh brachos, it gets the full birkas hamazon, the full paragraphs of benching, because he says that the verse v'achalta implies whatever it is that you eat, that you've made into the foundation of your meal. Now, what blessing is recited over water? Says the Mishnah, Hasho semayim litzamo, if a person drinks water because of his thirst. According to the first opinion, Omer shahakol niya bidvaro, he recites the blessing that shahakol, that everything was created by the Almighty's word. Rabbi Tarfon says, he should recite a different blessing, borei nefashos rabos v'chesro nan. We do not accept the view of Rabbi Tarfon. We recite the blessing of Shahakol Niya Bidvaro before water, but after water, we recite the blessing of Borei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronan.